It's Friday, May 16th, 2025, and from Dallas, Texas, this is World Missionary Evangelism on the Air. In just a few moments, Daniel Moore looks at Ezekiel. But before we hear from WME's president, will you please listen to this important message? A will is perhaps the most important document that you can leave your loved ones. If you don't have a will simply because you don't know where to start to create this document that outlines your wishes for your estate, then why don't you write to us and ask for our free brochure, Giving Through Your Will? There is absolutely no obligation to receive this very important, carefully written brochure that outlines the first steps that you need to take to create a will. To receive Giving Through Your Will, write to us and request it at WME Post Office Box 660800, that's 660800, Dallas, Texas, 75266.
God bless you, WME family. Welcome back. Well, today is Friday. Thank God for Friday. And what do I do on Fridays? I remind you about the work here in WME. I remind you about what God is doing. What is God doing? Well, right now, churches are being built. Right now, hungry children are being fed. Right now, as we speak, people are being ministered the gospel. People who are in need are receiving help. They're receiving reassurance through the love of God, through the support that WME gives people around the world. And how do you find out about what God is doing through World Missionary Evangelism? How do you find out about the different countries that we're in and the different works that we're in? You find out by going to our webpage. What is our webpage? Well, our webpage is WME.org. Once again, that is WME.org. And not only are you going to see what God is doing around the world, but you're going to be able to see some of our radio archives. Maybe you missed a Bible study. Maybe you didn't get a chance to hear the entire week of broadcast, and you want to go back, and you can do that on our radio archives, which is in our webpage. And you can also see some of our streaming videos. You can connect with us on Facebook and on all social media platforms. Well, we're looking at the book of Ezekiel. And as we continue our study on Ezekiel, we're seeing how God called him. When he was first called by God, we see the great vision that he had. He saw the glory of God. He had these angelic visits. He's told to eat the scroll, and he's told to consume it, and then he's told to prophesy to the people. And as we continue looking throughout the book of Ezekiel, we see that in chapter 9 and 10, we see these angelic visits that he has. We see these angelic encounters that he has. And in the time of Ezekiel, Ezekiel was a prophet of God, one of the major prophets, third in line. And when we speak of the four great prophets of the Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel, and of course, Daniel, who follows Ezekiel. But when we look at Ezekiel and we see that God has given him a mission, God has spoken to him to prophesy to the people, to speak the word of the Lord to the people. But in the time of Ezekiel, there were other prophets. Now, these prophets were not prophets of God. These were people pleasers. These were prophets who prophesied to make people feel good. And we see this here in chapter 11 of the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 12, where they are prophesying to the people because they're letting them know that the Babylonians are coming. And when the Babylonians come, they're going to have victory over them. They're going to conquer them. But that's not what God was speaking. That wasn't what God was saying. We can't give people false hope. We can't feed people what they want to hear. Many times in my counseling sessions, when I've counseled with people as a pastor, I've spoken to people as a pastor, many times they'll tell me, "Pastor, I feel bad. I feel bad for what I did, or I feel bad because of what was done." And sometimes been shocked by what I tell them, but I've responded by saying, "Well, it's good that you feel bad because you feel conviction." And I fear that in today's counseling sessions, people want to just reassure people. They just want people to feel good. And unfortunately, we have churches today that have normalized sin. These churches and these preachers are doing a disservice to the people when they don't speak the truth. Ezekiel's message wasn't popular. It wasn't health, wealth, and prosperity. It was one of judgment. It was one of repentance. This wasn't what was popular. This wasn't what people were seeking. But you also had these false prophets, these prophets that should have been prophets of God, that should have been joining Ezekiel in his call to repentance, in his call to get right with God. But instead, they were prophesying false hope. They were prophesying lies and deceit. And they were prophesying what people wanted to hear. You know, I've often said that when the Word of God is preached, when the true Word of God is preached, when the message of God is spoken, you're either going to be mad or you're going to be glad. And if it upsets you, that could be a good thing. It could upset you to the point of repentance, where it causes you to restore your relationship with God. And we see this as a theme in Ezekiel's preaching and prophesying. He wants the people to come back to God. In all four of these major prophets, you'll see that they want people to be restored in their relationship with God. They want God's people to come back to God and to live a life that pleases the Lord, to depend on the Lord. And so the people had fallen into idolatry. They had walked away from the things that God had ordered the children of Israel to observe and to follow. And so judgment is coming. The wrath of God is going to fall upon them. The Babylonians are coming and they're going to be taken into captivity. Things are not going to go well. But instead of preparing the people, instead of giving the people a warning, instead of allowing the people to repent, these false prophets are prophesying lies and causing the people to sink further into their idolatry, into their wickedness. Instead of preaching repentance to the people, they're preaching reassurance to the people. And it's a false reassurance. And Ezekiel is coming against these lies. And he's telling the people, bad things are coming. I want you to be ready. Difficult times are coming. I want you to get right with God. And so you hear these false prophets prophesying lies and deceit to the people, giving them a false comfort. And that is so dangerous when people are living with a false comfort. They feel everything's all right. They feel they can continue to live however pleases them to live. They feel that they can continue in their sinful lifestyle. They feel that they can continue in their disobedience. And so these false prophets are preaching lies and deceit to the people. But Ezekiel is a true man of God. And he's not preaching what the people want to hear. He's preaching and prophesying what they need to hear. And that is what God has called us to do. And maybe I have some pastors and preachers that are listening. You're not called by God to please people. You're called by God to preach and to speak the Word of God and to declare what the Word of God says. And that's what Ezekiel is prophesying to the people. Father, we thank you today for our WME family. Lord, we ask your blessing upon them today. In Jesus' name, amen.
You can honor and remember a loved one or a friend through a gift to WME's Memorial Fund. Yes, this gives you an opportunity to honor someone's Christian outreach, their service, their care, their compassion in a very special way. To give a memorial gift to World Missionary Evangelism today, all you have to do is call 1-214-942-1678. That's 1-214-942-1678. And you can dedicate that memorial gift to whomever you choose. Once again, that number is 1-214-942-1678. You can also give a memorial gift by sending the designated name and the gift to this address, WME, Post Office Box 660-800, that's 660-800, Dallas, Texas, 75266. In the month of May, World Missionary Evangelism is offering you the opportunity to receive absolutely free the wonderful book, Worry Less, Pray More, A Woman's Devotional Guide to Anxiety-Free Living by Donna K. Maltese. Whether you worry about work, your relationships, finances, the turmoil of the world, or something more, this devotional guide will help you alleviate your anxiety-inducing thoughts as you learn to live in the freedom of Almighty God, who offers calm for your harried soul. As you read the devotionals and prayer, you grow even closer to the anxiety reliever himself, who will transform your anxious heart into a heart overflowing with peace. You can have this book absolutely free by writing to us today and requesting our May offer at WME, Post Office Box 660-800, that's 660-800, Dallas, Texas, 75266.
If you would like to find out more about World Missionary Evangelism, our people, and our programs, why don't you go visit our website at www.wme.org.
It is through your faithfulness, prayers, and generous letters that make this worldwide outreach for Christ possible. Please include your prayer request in your letters. Here is our mailing address, WME, Post Office Box 660-800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Our telephone number for information, our prayer line, or giving gifts using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express is 1-214-942-1678. For our listeners in Canada, our address is WME, Post Office Box 6088, Fort St. John, British Columbia, V1J4H6. You can find us online at www.wme.org.